What's up, Wins fam? Welcome into the 1010 Wins Studios. I'm your host, Kyle McMorrow. Well, today I'm joined by WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter. He's here to discuss WrestleMania Access, which takes over Brooklyn Pier 12 from Thursday, April 4th to Monday, April 8th. And that all leads up to the big event, which is WrestleMania at MetLife Stadium on April 7th. And Sergeant, how you doing? And how exciting is this when WrestleMania comes around?
Oh, it's always the big time of the year for me because I'd love to go to the Hall of Fame and see who's getting inducted and hear their stories and who they thanked on their way up and how they got there and where they're at now. And it's kind of like a class reunion. You get to see all the legends that you grew up watching and got in the ring with, and you see the new young superstars of today and how much they respect, and you can see in their eyes they can't wait to get up there one day and do the same thing.
Yeah. And WWE Access is going to be in Brooklyn. Now, this is the ultimate fan experience, right? I mean, what are fans going to be able to do when they go?
Well, the WrestleMania Access gives the WWE Universe unprecedented access to meet their favorite superstars, their legends such as Sergeant Slaughter, and through a host of interactive fan appearances and experiences, and you know, get autographs, and be a lot of signings, photo ops, live matches, memorabilia. And they're going to have the biggest selection of WWE merchandise under one roof. That I can't wait to see that myself. You know, see all the merchandise that's available. And it's just a fun time. We get to go there and just kind of let our shoulders down a little bit and rub shoulders, put the Cobra Clutch or put the Slaughter Hug on a few people here and there. And we have a lot of fun with it, yeah.
Awesome. Now, when you were coming up, were there any events like this? Was it just, you know, on the road match? Did you have any interactive things like this?
Well, we would, our big match was, before WrestleMania started, was the Madison Square Garden. If you got to Madison Square Garden and you were the main event there, you were really doing something well. So I always enjoyed my first night in Madison Square Garden was my first match in WWE. So it was just, you know, bewildering, you know, sitting in the locker room, just, you know, thinking of all the great performers that had ever sat in that same room, and rock stars and wrestlers and hockey players and basketball players. And you wonder if those walls could talk, you know. And just to sit there and know that you're walking out there. Of course, once you get into your character and you get to that curtain and you get into the ring, the ring is your second home. And you pretty much bleep out everything that's around you. I always use the movie For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner when he was on the pitcher's mound. And every time he would get ready to pitch, he would go into like a silent mold and just, he didn't hear anything. All he did was concentrate on that, putting that ball in the glove of the catcher, you know. And it's kind of what I had happen for me, which was good. I hope it happens for everybody, but it is fun to finally get where you get the people so worked up and cheering, and you hurt your ears. I mean, it's quite a satisfying thing to have happen to you.
So when you're at a Madison Square Garden or you're at a WrestleMania and you're in the ring and you're fighting at a big event, do you get to enjoy it? Do you ever take a second when you're in the ring and say, "I made it"? You know, I'm here. Or oh, yeah. is it business? You get to.
Oh yeah, yeah. Usually on the way there, from the locker room till you walk on into the arena, you know that you're in a special place and a special time, and you're in a special match, and you're a special person, and all those people that are out there came to see you and paid money to see you, and you're going to entertain them, you know, sports entertainment at its best, and that's what the WWE is, and that's what we do, and they keep coming back year after year. WrestleMania 35 is hard to believe.
It's insane. And it seems to get better every year. The storyline's always evolving.
Yeah.
Women superstars have taken a big role, especially this year, and they had their own pay-per-view event last year.
Yes.
When you were wrestling, there wasn't a lot of female talent, right? And not as much as there was today.
Right.
So the evolution from now and from then until now, I mean, what has it been like for you? Because you've had a front row seat for everything WWE. So right, how has it been for right. you to see that?
When I first got into wrestling, there was a couple women wrestlers, lady wrestlers, the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young and a few others, the Lonnie Kai and Joyce Grable. And I would always offer them rides whenever they would come in. Sometimes they'd only come in for a week or two, and I would offer them a ride so they wouldn't have to get a car. And we'd all stay at the same hotels and hear their stories and what they went through, because they weren't really in our company. They were just kind of going all over the world and performing. And to see where it's evolved with today, a lot of times I get tweets and they'll say, who would you like to wrestle, on today's rosters of the superstars? After I put a few like Seth Rollins and AJ Styles and names like that, I always throw in Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. I would love to work in a ring and work a match with them. I just think it would be just incredible.
Yeah, speaking of some of those talent, obviously Ronda Rousey, Charlotte yes. Flair, Becky, they're big storylines heading into WrestleMania.
Yes, yes.
Anybody that you'd like to see at WrestleMania or that you're a big fan of today?
As far as getting a match or Hall of Fame?
In a match.
I always enjoy watching Brock Lesnar because you never know what's going to happen with him. He's such a to himself kind of guy, quiet, reserved, but when he gets into that ring, it's like I was saying, you go into another world and you go into another character, and he just a brutal type performer, and you got to really be on your ball to be in there with him and to see some of the great performers like he you just want to make. You look every year and you wonder how does Vince McMahon do this every year? He tops the last one, I wonder how does he do it? Does he ever sleep? I've been with Vince McMahon for probably 45 years. I've been with him probably 39 of those 45 years, and I never saw him yawn. I mean, I've never seen him drift off, take a nap, or I don't know how he sleeps at night. He's got so much on his mind, but whatever it is, he comes up with whatever we want to see, and he makes it interesting.
We always talk about how much the superstars bring it, but Vince brings it every time you see him on camera. Sometimes you forget,
right,
like that he's this other guy when he's not outside the ring.
Yeah, he's our biggest superstar.
Yeah.
He really is. He never makes you think that he didn't give it his all. He gives it every ounce of energy he's got. Yeah. And it's incredible. And to work for someone like that 24/7, the people that not only are in the ring and travel, the people in the office, I mean, we all have to be on 24/7 because he is.
Yeah, right. Now, for you, obviously, you have an iconic look. You have an iconic finishing move. People recognize you just from your face, but that's got to come with maybe some burden. So when you go to one of these events, how many people are raising their hand for you to put them in the Cobra Clutch? How many people are you always getting that?
Yeah, probably 9 out of 10 want to be put in the Cobra Clutch, and if they didn't want to, they do at the end once they see the other people get one. And when I do a lot of appearances such as the Access, I'll ask you on a Cobra Clutch, and I'll go, oh yeah, so when you put it on them, you don't put the pressure on, but they take a picture and they're just like in another world, like the kids, all over again.
So my follow-up was going to be, does that get annoying? But I can tell by the smile on your face that it might not.
No, we love it, and with the WWE network now, I have fans that come to these signings and the access events that can't even see over the table, see above the table, and they know who you are, and they're fans, and they're smiling, and their aunts and uncles were with them, their mom and dad, and their grandparents, and they all grew up watching Sergeant Slaughter and WWE and all the superstars, and it just makes you feel good, you know.
And if they don't know you from the ring, if they're too young, they might have your toy, your G.I. Joe, or they might have played you in a video game. I mean,
We get the G.I. Joe, and of course the WWE universe has all that they need to have with all the merchandise that they do have and all the action figures. And it amazes me, all the things that are out there that have your name or likeness on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know you got a busy day, so I'm going to let you go, but WrestleMania access tickets still available in Brooklyn, and some WrestleMania tickets are still available, right?
Yes, they're all available at Ticketmaster, and it's a week-long event. WrestleMania 35, of course, going to be at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and the access takes place from Thursday, April 4th through Monday, April 8th at the Brooklyn Pier 12 in Brooklyn, New York. And, of course, those tickets are always still available at Ticketmaster. And Monday Night Raw, WWE Hall of Fame, NXT, TakeOver, and SmackDown Live all take place at the Barclays Center. And it's just a week long of fun, and we really look forward to it.
Yeah, and fans will be able to see you at Access, WrestleMania
Access? Yes, I'll be at Access, and they'll probably see me in the audience at one of those shows, one of those events. I always enjoy getting nice and close to the ring and watching the action and seeing the sweat flying and hear all those great pops and the roars of the crowd.
All right, Sergeant, I want to thank you for your time, and I hope to see you at that Access event. Maybe you can throw me in a Cobra Clutch. For 1010 Wins, I'm Kyle McMorrow.